2019 started throwing farmers curveballs in January, with the government shutdown that closed many Agriculture Department offices. Then came spring flooding and summer drought. Export tariffs underscored it all, and farm incomes continued a five-year slide. Iowa Public Radio's Amy Mayer reports on how farmers are coping with a downturn in the agriculture economy.
This is Corey Hillebo.
On a rainy Friday in November, Corey Hillebo has maneuvered this semi into a small grain elevator he says was built for tractors pulling wagons. The turns are tight, but after stopping on the scale, he aligns the truck's hoppers with the holes in the ground and lets out the day's last load of corn. Hillebo loops back to weigh the empty semi and then jumps out to get his receipt.
You're basically shrinking it and drying it down to, there's 15% right there, 1,033 bushel.
The rain has cut short the day's work. The elevator docks some pay because it will take on the cost of drying the corn. But Hillebo's still upbeat. His soybeans are all harvested, and the tone on the farm seems decent.
You know, it's not like we're thinking that we're going to go anywhere.
Still, the ongoing tariffs and unsigned deals with some of U.S. agriculture's biggest trading partners, China, Canada, Mexico, have increased the stress level in farm country.
We got to get the trade deal done, and that's, we've had some good news on that lately, but until something does happen, that I'm not going to expect anything.
A deal with China may be on the horizon, and the new North American agreement is sitting with the U.S. Congress. But the current state of the ag economy isn't just a reflection of 18 months of a highly public trade war. Farm incomes have been falling since a peak in 2013. Federal data show a slight uptick in farm bankruptcies. Some lenders are becoming less generous with credit. Meanwhile, murmurings persist about a possible downturn in the overall economy. Sometimes, agriculture would seem to cycle opposite the broader economy, but Iowa State University economist Chad Hart says there's no guarantee.
It's not that ag is necessarily countercyclical to the general economy. Actually, there's no real discernible pattern. We'd love to find one.
What they do see, Hart says, is that ag is more closely aligned with the global economy than the domestic one. Right now, though, the U.S.-China trade war is dragging down everyone. Hart says the bottom line for many farmers in 2019 is that federal aid meant to offset losses from the trade war has been the difference between sinking and swimming. But he says 3 or 4 years of treading water is starting to wear on farmers.
You know, we're at break even at best at times. We've seen an erosion of the working capital on our farm. So basically, you know, their cash reserves are dwindling each and every year, as they basically just try to float by.
While the trade aid is keeping some farms afloat, it's not clear exactly how much of the current situation can be attributed to the tariffs. Nate Kaufman, an economist with the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City, says too many factors are in play.
The intuition, though, would suggest that an increase in tariffs would put downward pressure on exports, and I think that's qualitatively true. I think that it's just hard to get to a specific measure of exactly what the net effect has been.
Kaufman says some farmers are even doing a little better now than was predicted earlier this year.
It doesn't necessarily mean that that's been a positive development. It's just been that there's a little bit less pessimism than maybe what there was earlier in the year.
Dairy, corn, and soybeans have been hit especially hard. Kaufman says cattle had been doing a bit better until recently when it became more volatile. Seth Watkins has a front row seat to that change. He raises beef cattle in southwest Iowa. Watkins' Pinhook Farm wasn't deluged as thoroughly as those closer to the Missouri River, but he still dealt with flooding last spring, and demand that had been building slowed.
We'd just open up China as a market, so beef has been very much impacted by the whole tariff issue.
Watkins remains hopeful. He knows a lot of farmers who've had a much rougher go of it. And yet, the almost unending onslaught of hurdles takes a toll.
It's been a challenging year, and I'm glad it's almost done.
Whether 2020 dawns any brighter will depend only partially on policy decisions and other factors that people can control. Those are the places where farmers are looking for signs of hope, because they know Mother Nature reliably pitches surprises. In Ames, I'm Amy Mayer, Iowa Public Radio News.